On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, that was fun. If you tuned in late and you missed Stefan Merkel and Brian Nixon, the musical duo Abstained from Fastening a Brain, you can go back and find this show archived probably soon after today's show, or you know, within the next 48 hours at abqconnect.online. The album we were showcasing was White Flower. Played a couple songs from that project. But pretty cool. We're glad they could come in. Hey, listen, there's an opportunity to be part of community food distribution at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas. It's happening April 10th. Distribution that day is at noon. Volunteers will be distributing volunteers will be there as early as 10 a.m., but the event starts at noon for those coming to gain the benefit of this community food distribution. And it's free for those who are in need. You can park your car, sign up, and bring your ID with you. Food is not given away before noon, however, on that day. So April 10th is the date to put on your calendar. That happens to be a Friday at noon at Calvary New Harvest in Los Lunas on Main Street. And coming up a little bit later after ABQ Connect, join us for Jay Sekulow and, of course, in the market with Janet Parshall, all touching on relevant issues important to you and to your family. So we hope you'll stay with us for that. In studio with us, Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Mike, thanks for coming back in.
Hey, great to be back.
Always good to have you. Kind of a monthly thing now.
Yeah, I really enjoy the time that now, I get to talk with you here.
I actually hope to catch up to you before this on Mitch McVicker played, I think it was like March 19th, a Thursday night at U-Turn for Christ, which, by the way, in Albuquerque is just across from Cliffs on San Mateo. The thrift store is there, the Well Coffee. There's and once in a while, an outdoor concert. How did that go?
Yeah, it was really nice. The night was perfect. And Mitch, man, he's so talented and just a real humble guy. Loves the Lord.
Yeah.
It was a really nice night.
Nice. Were they all Mitch songs? Did he do any covers? Or
yeah, a few. He did the My Deliverer.
Yeah.
And then, but most of them were original. And he's very creative. He just layers the tracks and makes music from his own instruments that he actually makes from, you know, random things.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and he makes the, you know, the noises and incorporates it into the sound, and then
he loops it.
He loops it, plays over it. And
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Next time Mitch is through, hopefully I'll be able to catch him. But I'm glad you were there, and I'm glad others showed up to enjoy. It was a free event. Speaking of which, you know, although U-Turn for Christ is focused on ministering to, you know, at-risk men and women that are typically just under the control of an addiction, typically is what you're dealing with. The space you have over there is a public space. There's a great thrift store if people haven't been by there. We've mentioned before the Well Coffee. The name The Well comes from the water that's available there, which, by the way, if you have those refillable large like water cooler bottles that you fill for your home or office, stop by, because the water they have is as good as it gets and probably a little bit less than what you might pay elsewhere. Yeah. And it supports, of course, the ministry of U-Turn for Christ. So, Mike, what's going on besides the normal over there?
You know, we're just making sure to do our best to be a ministry that reaches out and creates a community for people who want to turn away from addiction. And that's our focus, is, you know, seeing men, women, and families be restored by the Lord Jesus. And, man, what an incredible thing that God has done in the ministry. I was looking at some pictures the other day, and I have a man who graduated in 2014 And I seen the picture of me and him, you know, and then his nephew, who was probably 10 at the time, is going to be graduating from our program now. And this is 12 years later. And I was thinking, wow, you know, these seeds that happened way back then are coming back around.
Yeah.
Just God's faithfulness in it all.
Well, and I mentioned men and women. You know, we often think of U-Turn for Christ, a place where men are assisted. We've had some of those men on the air here with us. But Evangeline, your wife, spends time helping the women that are in the program and the clients walk through what they're going through as well. For those really not familiar with the process at U-Turn for Christ, kind of walk them through that. Whether they're, you know, someone who's listening is maybe the individual that's dealing with some kind of an addiction, primarily to drugs or alcohol, or if it's another addiction, reach out to them at U-Turn for Christ. I know they'd want to hear from you. But Mike, the codependent that's listening, you know, someone with a family member or a close friend that's struggling.
Yeah, you know, a person who needs help, saying they need help. And so, you know, coming alongside of people and giving the open door is a powerful thing. If you can point somebody, maybe you're not fully equipped to handle the whole first part of that process, but everybody's got to be a part of the process, especially the family. So one of the things my mom did when I was in addiction is she was looking for a program, and she came to me after a minute. She said, there's all these different places. How about you try it God's way? And she mentioned U-Turn for Christ, and I was struck by that because I had learned at least one thing, that there's power in the name of Christ.
Amen.
So I saw the opportunity to go to U-Turn for Christ. It was an open door. The Lord pointed me there and restored my life. This is 20 years ago. In February, I celebrated 20 years, and then I've been serving in the ministry ever since. And so people just got to reach out. Talk to their family, know that there's resources. If it's not U-Turn for Christ, find some place, you know, any place. But you got to see that it's possible to change. It's possible. It's not impossible. For what with man is impossible, with Jesus Christ, all things are possible.
Amen. And that's one thing we talk about often at my church. I attend Calvary Church Albuquerque, where we're broadcasting from. Life change is it's not just for those dealing with addiction.
Yeah.
It's something that each of us need to find the Lord and need to make that life change to cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Mike Gomez, who oversees U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more. I know that U-Turn has a lot going on, and we're going to connect more with Mike right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, you may remember in times past, Ethel Maharg was on the broadcast with us from Love Life, New Mexico. Ethel has... I hesitate to say retired, because Ethel always finds a way to do things that bless the Lord. Rehirement is where she's gone to. There are still volunteers working with Love Life here in New Mexico doing prayer walks on the second Saturday of the month. And the next one is April 11th, this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Ernie Taylor Park up in the Northeast Heights, kind of near Eubank and Montgomery, kind of that area. But just do a search for Ernie Taylor Park. They'll meet there at 9 a.m. and walk a short distance to a local abortion clinic, praying for the people impacted by that abortion clinic, both the mothers, the children, the fathers, hoping to see lives saved. And it's not something you need training for. It's just an opportunity to go on a walk and pray. Families are welcome. They're doing it rain or shine. They encourage you to arrive early to find parking. Not a lot of parking, I don't think, around the park. So if you can carpool, all come together. And it's optional, but they encourage you to wear a blue We Love Life shirt. You can get it on their website at lovelife.org or on site when you come for the walk for a donation. Bring some drinking water with you. Do not bring pets with you. Only service dogs are permitted. There's not going to be a restroom on site, and no firearms or weapons except as state and local law allows. lovelife.org/locations for details on that Love Life prayer walk this Saturday at Ernie Taylor Park, 9 a.m. In studio with us, Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Mike, it's a nonprofit organization, and we were talking off the air that fundraising is part of what you do, and that's not always easy, but it can be really fun, and it can be really an opportunity to minister and share the love of Christ with others. You're already finding that, aren't you?
Yeah. You know what? I love the open doors to be able to tell people what we have going on and the stories. There's a great story this morning of we have a prayer meeting, online prayer meeting on Tuesday mornings.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the families was praying for their son, and over the weekend, he rededicated his life to the Lord, and they were just so happy and giving a praise report this morning. And
it's a great way to start the day.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you tell that to people that you're meeting with, and blows them away because, you know, there's so much bad news in the world.
Amen. Yeah, this is true. But we know the good news, and we're not shy to share it. U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico, on May 9th, is having a fundraiser raffle and bike run. Now, let's start with the bike, Mike. Because I think it's kind of been out. You've kind of been showing it around, yeah?
Yeah, we've been taking it out. I have it in a trailer, and we brought it to the Calvary men's meeting a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh, Man Up.
Man Up.
Yep.
And so the guys were into it. They loved, you know, checking it out. Tell them, jump on it. And we started up. And it's just a really neat custom-built chopper, award-winning chopper. And the gentleman donated it because we were looking, you know, we've done one before, and we had put that out. We shared that with some people, and he's like, I have this bike and I don't really ride it, and maybe you guys could raffle it. So he gave it to us to raffle to raise funds, and wow, that's right up our alley. We all ride motorcycles, and we've done the motorcycle run before, bike run. And it was successful, and so it's just another way for us to keep the doors open, to raise some funds, to gather some people together, and to just really create a community gathering. And we pray for everybody there. There's some prizes. There's other small raffles, and there's some there's going to be some testimonies and some messages shared during the day. So it's pretty big deal.
Well, I want to reach out to those who are maybe preparing for that, you know, just prior to April 15th, giving a gift before they finish preparing their taxes. I don't know how that works. It needed to be before the end of the year, or there's gifts you can do now. But if you listen, regardless, if you're thinking about giving a gift, you could, with that gift, perhaps buy one or several tickets and a chance to win this chopper. Go to uturnforchristnewmexico.org to get the details about that. Now, on May 7th, let's kind of walk through, or excuse me, May 9th. That is a Saturday morning, and it starts at 9 o'clock, but it actually starts up at Calvary Duke City. Some of our listeners may remember it as Calvary East. Up near, it's the Blue Cross Blue Shield building up in the Northeast Heights near Indian School and Tramway. But it's going to be starting there at 9. I assume the guys are going to meet in the parking lot there and go on a ride. Do you know where they're riding to, Mike?
Yeah, so the ride, the route is going to run from Tramway North and wrap around all the way. Tramway ends up on I-25 by Sandia. And then it's going to head back south. And they get off at San Mateo and make their way into the parking lot. So it's an in-town run, pretty scenic run, though. And we should, you know, have a fair amount of people already signed up, but you can show up or you can sign up ahead of time.
Okay, you do that at the same website at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. And if you have questions about it, call 505-217-6888. But the ride then starts at 9 from up in the Northeast Heights, and as you said, you know, sometime shortly after that, ending up at U-Turn for Christ on San Mateo, directly across from Cliffs Amusement Park. And at that time, at 11 o'clock, when the things get underway there, there's going to be barbecue, and there's going to be it's open to everybody. So family, a family's going to come out. What else along with the raffle? The raffle isn't happening until when?
It's going to happen at 1 o'clock. Okay. So we're going to live stream it. So even if you're not there, you can view it from a live stream. I think on Facebook. I'm not sure if they'll do it from YouTube as well, but I know the Facebook, the U-Turn for Christ.
But there's more tickets to be sold. I was asking Mike off the air. He's got about 30% of what they want to sell for these raffle tickets for this beautiful chopper. And it's a chopper.
Yeah,
it's you know, think Easy Rider kind of chopper or CC Rider for those who remember that one too. But it's a chopper, it's going to be raising money to go towards the efforts of U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Any final thoughts, Mike, you want to share with the listener?
Yeah, you know, if you're struggling, if you need help, don't be afraid to reach out to us or to anybody. Reach out to your local church and see if they can get behind you on your struggles and point you to, you know, Jesus and to the resources. We hope we can be a resource to you and help out in anybody's time of need. Everybody has struggles, and the Lord knows them all.
All right. Well, I appreciate Mike, you, Evangeline, the rest of the team at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Coming up later in the week on ABQ Connect, find out more about building a strong team. That'll be on tomorrow's show. And then on Thursday's show, full hour with Paul Gessing from the Rio Grande Foundation. Again, Mike, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.